सर्वेशमे विदिकरा तपसत्व धान्य ब्रह्मादयो यमिदेशन सूद्विजन्ता सीमाय भूताय उतात्म सुखाय चास्य विकृतं भगवतो ऋषिरावतारे। प्रहलाद महाराज induced to say, slashing Nishinga Deva to pacify. He was in violent fear. So, he is requesting, my dear Lord, Sarve Yami Vidikaraha Sabo Sattva Dhamma. Now, all these demigods, they are your assistants, and they are situated in a transcendental position. Sattva Dhamma. Saptam is a jambasri of subject. Our situation are differently calculated. Not that every one of us is situated on the same platform. The material platform, we are situated in three different positions. Satta Raja Tama. Satta means goodness. Raja means passion. And Tama means ignorance or darkness. So long we are in the material platform, the first position of situation is in the mode of goodness. So here it is stated that all these demigods, they are in the mode of goodness. Brahma Janati is the Brahman. Mode of goodness means those who are Brahmins. And who are Brahmins? Brahma Jana, one who knows what is Brahma, or the absolute truth, he is called Brahmin. And he is situated in the modes of goodness. The less intelligent, that means those who are less aware of the absolute truth, according to the less awareness, the position is different. The first class position is one who is aware of his absolute truth. He is in the goodness. Less than the less awareness is the kshatriya. And the most oppressed. Less awareness is the vaishya, the mercantile class of people. Therein is third position. And the Shudra, they are in the fourth position, in the darkness, unawareness. And again, the degree of unawareness makes more and more abominable condition of life. Just like animal life. So, here, Prahlad Maharaj says that you have nothing to be disturbed by these people, because they are in the modes of goodness. Therefore, if we can produce population in the modes of goodness, there will be no problem in this material world. Just like in the Sattva Yuga, they are all Brahmins and the modes of goodness. So there was no trouble. And again, Sita Yuga, there 75% modes of goodness. In the Dhanapur Yuga, 50%. And the Kali Yuga, 75% calculated to be in the modes of ignorance. Therefore we are feeling so much disturbance in the social condition, in the political condition. So Prahlad Maharaj assures that Brahmadara, Sarve jane vidhikara. Vidhikara means administrators. The demigods are different administrators appointed on behalf of the Supreme Lord. That's like the Sun God. He is also called God because he is godly. So, he is supplying us heat and light. Similarly, there is Indra. He is supplying us water. Chandra is supplying us moonlight. Varuna is supplying us air. There are different controllers. Don't think that there is no control. There is control. In the Bhagavad Gita, as it says, Maya dakkena prakriti syate sacharatma. All these natural rules and regulations, they are being conducted under my superintendence. It is foolishness to understand that there is no director or no supreme controller or superintendent in these affairs. This is scanty explanation that nature is doing. No. Nature cannot go. Nature is dull. Nothing can move without spiritual touch. Matter is dull, strong, however great it may be. Without touch of a spiritual individual soul, the soul cannot move. So similarly, the whole gigantic material cosmic manifestation is being moved by the spiritual touch. And there are different departments, and they are called vidhikara. Vidhi means regulating. And kara means they perform. So he says, sarve jami vidhikara sava sattva-dham brahma brahmāda. And he specifically mentions now brahmāda, headed by Lord Brahmā. Brahmā is considered to be the head of all demigods. So brahmāda vayamiva isha nasa udbhijanta. Vayam, he is taking the part of his father. He is born of his father's first class atheist. So he is taking the side of his father. Although he is more than Brahmā, because Brahmā could not pacify the law. Brahmā requested Varuna, my dear boy, the Lord has appeared to mitigate your trouble. See, you try to pacify him, we are saying. But just see, this is the behavior of Vaishnava. He is the prominent personality in that assembly. Still he says that all these demigods, they are not like us, disturbing. I am born of atheistic father. Our family, our community, our society, Bam means we, our society, country, family, they are all disturbing. Lord Maharaj says, we are all disturbing because we are atheistic. In other words, the more the population is atheistic, the more disturbance in the society. So he says that these demigods, as I explained the other day, there are two classes of men everywhere. One, a godly, and the other atheist. The atheistic are always disturbed. And godly persons, they are peaceful. They are not disturbed. Whenever you find disturbance, you must know there is atheistic population. In a peaceful country, godly persons, they are never disturbed. The Prahlad Maharaj takes the side of the atheistic population because he was born of an atheistic father. And he recommends that this Brahmada, this demigod headed by Brahma, he is a my dear Lord, Vayamiva, just like that. Nata Udhijanta. They are not disturbed. They are very peaceful. So they do not know the peace formula. They are creating a peaceful population and they want peace. How is it possible? That's why I remember I read in a paper that Archbishop of Canterbury, he said in a lecture that he wants kingdom of God without God. And similarly, the world is after peace. There are so many associations, societies, United Nations. They are after peace. But they are all groups of atheistic people. Therefore, the members of the United Nations, they are themselves fighting somewhere or other. How there can be peace? Because they are themselves disturbing. How they can be in peace? You cannot expect any peace in atheistic society or animalistic society. So they must be made godly. God conscious. Krishna conscious. Then there will be peace. God conscious and atheistic people, what is the difference? The difference is that atheistic person thinks mine, everything mine. I am the Lord of all I serve. I am the king. I am the leader. I am everything, and everything belongs to me. This is a atheistic temperament. And godly person, they think everything God's. That is the difference. The thing is there. Take anything. Your country, your home, your wealth, anything. As soon as you say, it is mine, and then it is a his. As soon as you say it is God, then you are God. You are there, the things are there. Simply change your consciousness, that's all. Simply change your consciousness. Just like in India, 20 years ago, say 1947, we are under the British rule. Now, what is the independence? Independence means the thinking that I am not in British rule. That's all. The government is the same, the clerk, the minister, the secretary, the government house, the administrator for say process, everything is there. Simply a change of consciousness, a change of ourselves. That's formerly the Rubber Stamp owner, His Majesty's government, and now the Rubber Stamp is Indian government. That's so. Krishna consciousness does not mean, God consciousness does not mean that you have to revolutionize everything. No. Simply you have to change. And actually that is a fact. When I think that it is God, say for my country, I am claiming now my country, but actually it is not my country. Everything God, who has created this country, this vast land, the sky, the sea, the ocean, I am not created. So how can I claim that it is mine. I have come empty-handed from the womb of my mother, and I shall go empty-handed. So why do I claim it is mine? So this is ignorance. Actually, I am claiming another property as mine. This is atheistic. Just like thieves. It is Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Stinaiva Sauchyate. Stinaiva Sauchyate. One who thinks that the world belongs to me, not to my neighbor, not to my family, not to my community, is he. Ishāvāsamidam sattvam. The Vedic literature informs us that everything belongs to Isha, God. Ishāvāsamidam sattvam. Jatvinti jagatyānga and by him it is going on. The Supreme Spirit. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, jayāyidam dhārgate jagat. Just like, what is the value of the city of Montreal? Because there are so many living entities, that's all. If all men and women immediately become dead, what is the value of the city? Is there any value of the matter? No. Because the living entities, the living force is there. Therefore, the city as well. The land has value. Suppose if everyone was dead, what was the value of this apartment? Nobody would come and ask for rent. The valueless. So we have to understand that behind every value there is spirit, supreme, and the supreme spirit is the real value. The basic instruction is, Ishāvāsamidam sattvam. Everything belongs to God. The world is moving due to that Supreme Spirit, not the small spirit. We are small spirit and God is Supreme Spirit. So, we are changing, we are under Him. Nitya nityānānām cetana cetanānām. We are under His control. So we are also moving, we are also creating. But He is the greatest creator, He is the greatest mover. God is great, we are small. So actually, it belongs to the great. Yatkinti jagatāṅgarat tena tattena bhunjita. Therefore, tena. Tena means therefore. Tattena bhunjita. Tattena bhunjita means tattya. Tattya means sacrifice. Because it is God, therefore he must go to the God. That mentality is Krishna conscious. Just like, suppose in this room, there is one note, $100. Somebody finds, here is $100. Now, it belongs to somebody, it has fallen somewhere, somebody has lost. So how to utilize this $100 found by me? If I take it in my pocket, then I am thief. And if I neglect it, somebody may take it away. It is misused. The best thing is to find out the man, the owner, and hand it over to him. That is the best thing. Similarly, it is everything belongs to God. If I want to occupy it by force and thief, same I was out. Every one of us who is trying to occupy some portion of land, country, and the name of it is my country and my king, both of them, they are thieves. Because that land does not belong to anyone. No need that. It belongs to God. If you can understand it, the United Nations passed resolution that the whole planet belongs to God. We are sons of God. So let us lead peacefully as sons of God. But there is no quarrel. But that they will not, never understand. They will simply try to divide, just like some gangs of thieves. They have stolen some property. Now they have come out and they are dividing. And one of them is asking, my dear brothers, let us divide fire. Let us divide fire. Nonsense, the whole property is in fire. So what is the meaning of your piously divided? Just like in India, non-vegetarian diet, according to Vedic system, it is condemned. Nobody can eat any meat. But now they have learned how to eat meat. They are doing that. So somebody is saying, yes, today I have cooked meat, but in the Ganges water. Ganges water is considered to be fire. So he thinks by cooking meat in the Ganges water, it has become purified. Okay. This is our mentality. We are bent upon doing all nonsense. And we want to get it supported by religious scholars. Just like recently, the Christian world, they wanted support from the Pope of contraceptive method. The contraceptive method is condemned, but they want to be supported by the religious faith. If you don't support, then you are not good man. And if you support my nonsense, then you are very good man. Just like that Maharshi came here, and he supported that whatever nonsense you like to do, you simply pay me $35, and I give you one mantra, and within 6 months you become God. Or he looted your country. And after looting, he said, oh, my mission is failure. Because he has got his money, now he'll go. This is going on, because we want to be cheated. Therefore cheaters come and cheat us. And as soon as he says, no, everything belongs to God, my dear friend. You don't claim anything as yours. Because it belongs to God, not Krishna, you employ everything for his service. Samadhi is very conservative. So, actually it is a fact. So, Brahmanaya, Prahlada Maharaj says that these demigods, they are not disturbing like that. Brahmanaya means we are disturbing because we are atheistic. We do not accept God. My father never accepted God. And he wanted to teach me that there is no God. So I refused my father's teaching. So he tortured me so much. Still, he is taking his father's life. Now we have to study this fact that a Vaishnava is never proud of his assessment. No. He will never think, Lord, because I am Krishna conscious, so I have become so great. No, he thinks always very humble and meek. This is the example. Just that love. Prilas Thakur. You are so powerful, devotee, that Lord Chaitanya used to come daily at his place. But you are thinking, oh, I am born in Mahavanan family. So, I cannot enter into Jagannath temple. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, he was also not entering the temple of Jagannath. That does not mean that you are lower than somebody else. No. But it is the, general tendency of a devotee that he always thinks that I am lower than the lowest. Lower than the lowest. Purisher ki chhoite hoi se logista. Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami, the author of a literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita, unique in the world, he said that I am lower than the worm in the stool. Purisher ki chhoite. Puris means stool, and keet means worms. There are some worms in this too. So he says that I am lower than that worm in this too. Just see. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, these demigods, they are all devotees. They are your obedient servants, sattva-dhamna, and they are not like us, this self. Nasudhu. Chimaya Bhutaya Bhutasam Sukhaya Sastra Vikritam Bhagavato Rishidhavatam. And your appearance as Nishinna there is not for me, but for them. Because I am born in a atheistic family, it is your determination that you want to cut down the atheistic people, so it is automatically. You have cut down, you have killed my father. But your real business was to protect these demigods, your devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Paritrana Sadhunam Vinasaya Duskrita Yuge Yuge Sambhavam. Brahmasama Sadhunasaya Yuge Yuge Sambhavam. So, the Lord appears with two measures, paritrana sadhuna, just to rescue the devotees or the persons in goodness, sadhu. Sadhu, there is description, definition of who is a sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person. In French language, I think it's called saint. Sent. Actually, this sent is in Sanskrit language. Sant. Santa. Santa sadai varidai subhilo kayanti. In Sanskrit language, the saintly persons are called Santa. Maybe it is Latin derivative, because in Latin there are many words resembling Sanskrit. And Professor Rowe, a great English scholar in India, an Englishman, professor in Presidency College, he wrote one grammar, English grammar, in our childhood we had to read. He has stated that Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. Anyway, so, when God appears incarnate, this way, his business is to protect the devotees. Paritrana sadhus, that is his first business. Vinashaya duskrita, and to kill the unfaithful miscreants, for them, God does not require to come himself. But side by side, he does so. If God likes, he can kill thousands of miscreants by one stroke. So that business does not depend on him that he would come to kill a demonic person. His real business is to protect the devotees, the faithful. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kimaya Bhutayo Utatma Sukhaya Chasa Vikrita. Actually, you have appeared for these persons to protect them for their happiness, Sukhaya. And For their elevation. That's why Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or Vedic literature, or any scripture, for whom they are meant, those who are godly, for their elevation, so that they can elevate more and more. It is not for the atheistic person. They do not believe in God. So Bible or Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not meant for the atheistic person. So whatever officer things are in the world, they are meant for the faithful, not for the atheistic world. Thank you. Any question? Quite ready. He can immediately transcend all the processes by becoming Krishna conscious. Immediate. Maha Bhavikarini Bhakti Yogi Naga Srivati Sagunan Samati Prayitana Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpata. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, the Lord says, anyone who is engaged in analyzed devotional service, such me. Say he is transcendental. Sagunan Samatipe. Gunan means this moss, different moss. Mosha of ignorance, also passion. Mosha of goodness. Goodness is also material. That's not spiritual. He will become very good moralist. Or very religious. Following all the rules and regulations. That is good. But that is not spiritual. Spiritually, forever. So, one, we have to transcend the position of worldly goodness. Somebody asked me this question. The Chinese, if a person is moral and beautiful and benevolent, all the good qualifications, so, what is the use of worshipping God? My reply was that anyone who is not God conscious or Krishna conscious, he cannot be good, cannot be moral. It is not possible. I am not manufacturing this. This is the statement of Madhava. Rāva bhakta sukuto mahadguna manorathina sato dhāvatavai. So, take for example that how are in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, you are considered to be a very good man. Religiosity, they may be good, but they are not ultimate good. The ultimate good is Krishna consciousness. That is good for you and good for all. Anyone who is in Krishna consciousness, he is good in this sense because he is in transcendental position. And whatever he speaks, because he speaks about God, therefore speaking is not adulterate. So this position, as soon as you take it in, principle of your life, that I shall simply be engaged in Krishna's service, or God's service. I shall talk about Krishna, I shall work for Krishna, I shall write for Krishna, I shall read for Krishna, everything for Krishna. That is the transcendental position, beyond goodness, better than goodness. So, one can be situated in this position immediately by surrendering to Krishna. It is not very difficult. Yes? What is your... If you don't know what you are, then what is the meaning of your knowledge? So, real knowledge means that aham brahmasmi, I am not matter, I am a spirit soul. That is real knowledge. On the basis of this real knowledge, whatever is done, that is done in knowledge. Otherwise, it is done in ignorance. That is the difference. Knowledge and difference. Knowledge is not that you have to get degrees from the university, big degrees. No. Real knowledge is that I am brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. If one has realized this one word only, then he is knowledge. He is in knowledge. One who has not realized this thing, he is in ignorance. Anyone who has accepted this body, which is made of three elements, sarvikalatradisu bhomaijati, and therefore accepted the bodily productions as his own, or the place or the land where this body is produced is worshipable. There are so many other things. Naturally, at the present moment, knowledge means that this is my country. I am American. I am Indian. I am Chinese. Why? Because my body is produced from this land. So, this is ignorance. Your body, why your body? The cow's body is also produced from this land. Why do you kill? It has got also right. But because he has no knowledge actually, therefore he is trying to protect his body, but he is not protecting Dada's body produced from the land. This is want of knowledge. If he has real knowledge that I am Brahma, I am spirit, then he can see samasarvesu bhutesu. Oh, the spirit. The cow is also spirit soul. The dog is also spirit soul. I am also spirit soul. Otherwise, I am moving. The cow is moving, the dog is moving. So, pitta vinaya sampanne brahmani gavihastani suni jeta sapasi sa pandita samadarshana. This equal vision is possible for a learned man who sees a learned brahmin, a dog, an elephant, a cow, on the same basis. What is that basis? Spiritual understanding. So unless you are in the spiritual platform, the so-called knowledge has no value. That is not knowledge, that is ignorance. So real knowledge means spiritual knowledge. That I am Brahma, I am spirit. Then Brahma Bhuta Prasannatana Sochati Nakankati Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madhavakti Lavati Param. And that things will follow. And he will be very jolly. This is a person in knowledge should be in happiness. That is a sign of knowledge. So one who is in knowledge, he is not disturbed. What was my answer? Jagannath Tadabhyanam Yutimatam. The Bhagavad Gita Bhagavan says, he has given the definition of knowledge. 18 items. He'll find in the 13th chapter. Ahimsa. There are 18 items you'll find in the 13th chapter. The most important point is Marjabha Vicharana Bhakti Yogena Siddhartha. The principal point is to become Krishna conscious. That is knowledge. Then all knowledge will come automatically. The Srasi Bhakti Bhagavata Kinshana. If you take to this knowledge that Krishna as the Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth, He is eternal master, and we are all eternal servitors. This very knowledge will elevate you to other platform of knowledge. Jashasi bhakti bhagavata pinchana sarvayugunai tattva samasatista. Then all the symptoms of knowledge will automatically manifest in his person. Therefore, this is the best process of becoming a man of knowledge, a wise man.